Night Palace, woo. For written at Michael Ballard's request. Night Palace. The best thing about the past is that it's over when you die. You wake up from your dream. That's your life. Then you grow up and get to be post-human in a past that keeps happening ahead of you. Bottomless geography. Rock. Hit absolute rock bottom. Are you there, rock? No? No rock on bottom. From Soko Morinaga. The mind with which you were born is a mind that moves freely. It reacts wholeheartedly to everything it encounters, to everything on which it reflects. It's a real pleasure to be here this evening and to read with Robert Adamson. We shared some of the same teachers, Robert Duncan and Robert Creeley. And I'll read now a short selection from a new book on time, due next month, and let us hope it is on time, coming out from City Lights Press. And I'll read in chronological order. These poems were written from 2005 until 2014. Sunday. When your mind flies away with a poem on a page, do you both end up in a lonesome place in the backyard of words, as soft and familiar as the bee buzzing the blue glass, which is the only company you have? Sharp rap on the knee, a tiny apple falls through gravity. You have a way with your words. Thinking is a pathology that has found freshly discovered ground. But if you think your way into the next scenario, good luck. Buster Bush and Co. have whacked the globe, a hard blow of the ugliest pathogen, and as the disaster is seen. Note the tiniest first baby quail in the far scallop of shadow, a tender mouthful of hope, scratching down a dainty slope of wind to move on. Elegant simplicity or an unrefined step about entering into an agreement with the page of the moment. Demons are more or less human in appearance. Monsters are more animal-like. The first soul or spirit that resides in a person is immortal. The second soul is the animal spirit you acquire at birth, with a real counterpart animal spirit roving around in the world. If it dies, you die. That's it. The art of living slowly. How I wish I had had my hair cut before being photographed at the local figure drawing show last Saturday, which will live on the front page of the weekly Coastal News for as long as paper and air last. And may I ask, how old is air, holding the sorrowful remnants of little nations, conquering littler nations whose names we don't even know anymore, although the ground remains the same in patient aging? Or you can drop the patient part. The ground is changing, always changing. Fact checking. In 1962, when I was leaving India with Gary Snyder, I saw a necklace called a beggar's necklace made of semi-precious stones that I wanted. Gary said, yes, you can buy it if you learn the names of all the stones. Never pass up an opportunity for self-education. The New Yorker magazine is doing a profile of Snyder, and I told the reporter Dana Goodyear this story and showed her the necklace. A New Yorker fact checker, Chris Jennings, called me up yesterday and wanted to know how many different stones there were in the necklace. Dana wrote that there were dozens. I went and got the necklace and counted the different kinds of stones over the phone to the fact checker. 8 different kinds of stones. Red, orange, green, milky white, blue, mossy green, mottled brown, glittery rust. Should have worn it. I'm very busy now, so I can't answer that. I'm very busy now, so I can't answer those questions about beat women poets. A startled melancholy underlies all. The party's over for the dollar. Blood-splattered wallpaper would find a substantial niche market. Is it that you don't want to do it? Or is it that you can't make the private public like the poet? But does the public want to hear it? U.S. has a lot of enemies. Are they mine, too? Not a very nice night. I'm stuffing a long woolen muffler into this person's mouth. And I won't say who. There are those Buddhists, like myself, who do not scorn the idea of mere things possessing a sanctity of their own. John Blofield. Unlimited growth on a planet of finite size. The brisk spring wind sets in motion the wheel of mind, restless as 5 monkeys running in place. At least it's entertaining when there are dreams of many, energetically bringing Zen from India to China to Japan to California and New York, riding on a wave of understanding and, like sunlight, arriving without a sound. Mocking yourself. A night full of yellow rubber duckies leads one to the low tide of the imagination. Actually, someone's really out there picking up sand dollars after picking up the daily news. Yuck, what a blast of the nasty past with failing banks. Guess what? You get no interest whatsoever in this melancholy climate of late afternoon. For heaven's sake, learn how to take care of more than yourself, balancing the give and take of what it takes to make a wholesome change into the American dream going south without a jot of understanding about these phony wars and delirious debt. Wishing you clear new space upon your departure. The space, of course, of foothills, mountains, rivers, oceans, and sky, and to rooms with all the books and the voices that murmur them all through time, and the meetings with old friends and ones yet to arrive through the gates that open to let you pass. For Leslie, May 28, 2010. Last rays in the garden. They lasted a long time, didn't they, those rays? Active. As active as an overactive imagination. That's the wind you're hearing now. This reflection is meant to be refined by the simplest reduction, led by the voice of winter wind, reviewing history terribly old. A story is told in a single breath, so easy to remember, it blows right through you. Albert. When I came back from a trip to Europe and New York in the late 60s, I found the summer of love and the Bay Area awash with psychedelic participants. I went to visit Albert, who was living in Mill Valley. He showed me some new household practices he had learned. When you are sweeping the floor in the morning, take a piece of newspaper, dampen one edge, and lay it on the floor. Then you sweep all the dust onto it and fold it up and put it neatly in the wastebasket. Then I asked him, how can I understand this new hippie culture? Albert said, well, when you wake up in the morning, get stoned. And I mean really, really stoned. If you do this every day, you can eventually change your consciousness. About 15 years later, when I saw him next, I asked, did you ever say when we were supposed to stop? Wild Current is blooming pink, the odyssey found at random. You are in search of some simple way to find your home, but the old gods reach out with their stories and resentments, and so your journey will be troublesome and, frankly, endless, and you will go on to meet people who have never heard of you, caught inland by the outgoing long tide, where you will find a place to plant some seeds and tell your story all over and give a bit of sacrifice so those dead ones can speak again. Early breakfast with morning dove. See what happens when you waddle around beneath the bird seed table, waiting for a handout. You become a sitting duck, a pile of tiny gray feathers. I don't know if you've ever noticed doves, but they are some of the dumbest birds. They just sit around. Everything I know about you guys is wrong. Exhausting the intellect and imagination, what is left? The flicker walks on the grass and then freezes still for 5 minutes, as do I. This is a chance to practice meditation. He's my teacher, listening to worms turning in a dry and merciless reality. You are what remains. Romantic. Half human, half bird, and a headdress of crazy colored feathers. Careful steps to bring in the sun's pale silk of the summer's new year, stitched with meadow wildflowers. Finally, a breath moves around the garden. Recognize me? Stoutly maintains, I never rewrite. So what about those many sheets of drifting time and intent, hoping to pin down the elusive tone that makes a poem? Peripheral from the sidelines, looking in from the edge, always give yourself a quick escape route at assemblies of people. Sit near an exit, be on the fringe, able to drift away from the front and center places where power plays a dangerous role on Earth, the only place we can live. Head full of springtime's pollen, self-radicalized through random reading. Did you do this to me? Old Bird's Dream. A 62-year-old albatross, this is true, a 62-year-old albatross named Wisdom gave birth to a healthy chick on February 3rd this year, maybe raised 32 so far. I've grown used to the idea that everything around me in nature happens unobserved and unrecorded. It takes a lot to straighten out the record. Think of dream as autobiographical episodes, common and creative. Recall dreamtime ancestors. Recall dreamtime dimensions of contacting ancestors who send gifts of songs, stories, designs. turn illusion into luminosity, bring back milkweed to 120 million acres of poisoned farmlands. Let the monarchs fly. After having my teeth cleaned, day after day, they're numbered, even if you live in the now. I don't want to pursue you if you don't think this way, but really, how else can you make history unless you see time pass by with its chronology of cause and effect? A large willow branch breaks in the wind, now cut into pieces to burn when it dries during this summer's cold mornings. Almost a quiet room, almost international and almost local. A fire is started in the stove the last of May. Are you awake? Yes, I am. Is everything still about you? Why don't you listen? Are you hard of hearing? Probably. Waiting for that old inner peace. Yuck, fuck it. If your body is ill, your mind needn't be. Joanna McClure can't remember Emily Dickinson's name and tells me what Jess Collins used to say. At your age, do you ever think about the hereafter? Yes, when I go into another room and ask myself, what am I here after? How many times? Post-extinction. How could you forget me so quickly? But the way you are reached, touched, awakened by the world continues, the same way you yourself pass along a freely given lineage of existence. Each one, everything, perfect as is. Like the moon going down, never really leaves the sky. So existence never quits, never began, never ended. You see in the moment. So sorry, will we never be like this again? But when has the present ever been singular? Everything with the language of distinction, with sorrow, with melancholy, with sweet appreciation of an extinguished future, when water becomes a state of being. Wherever you walk, there's a path. Returning home, find feverfew by the door has bloomed, a welcoming committee from all that tossed dishwater. Everything in place, naturally there, as is, present and perfect, from birth and afterbirth and death and aftermath. When words let go of you, who are you anyway? Every time you go away, a way opens up everywhere you are. Where words are your path, your words are your path. And I'll close with a poem from an old friend, Keith Lampe, known as Ponderosa Pine or Renoncite, a journalist and longtime environmental activist, a yippie from way back in the 60s, who died in last November in Ecuador. This was a direct transmission. News bulletin from Keith Lampe. Soon. Little Neural Annie was fined $65 in the Oakland traffic court this season for driving while in a state of samadhi. California's secular law requires that all drivers of motor vehicles remain firmly seated within their bodies while the vehicle is in motion. This applies to both greater vehicles and lesser vehicles. Thank you.